This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 273 for Thursday, February 16th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Thursday morning, getting support from other vegetable oils. The March canola contract gains $4.40 at $827.50 per ton, while the more heavily traded May contract adds $5.50 at $822.60, and the July contract rises $5 at $820.30. Support for canola is coming from modest gains in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed, along with sharp upticks in Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are slightly higher in choppy trading. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie pulling back to 74.3 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 74.56. The United States Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale of 128,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The USDA reports export sales for the week ending February 9th of nearly 233,000 tons of old and new crop wheat, as well as total corn sales of 1.12 million tons. Also, there are export sales of almost 772,000 tons of old and new crop soybeans, along with 296,000 tons of soy meal and 8,300 tons of soy oil. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association reports the January soybean crush came in at 179 million bushels, slightly under trade expectations. Soy oil stocks are at 1.83 billion pounds. The International Grains Council issues its monthly supply and demand estimates, with global wheat ending stocks holding relatively steady at 282 million tons. The world corn carryover inches up to 255 million tons, and the global soybean carryout drops back to 49 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday morning. The March contract rises a nickel at 15.30½ per bushel. March soy oil tacks on almost a half cent at 61.69 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is unchanged at $491.10 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher, with the March contract up a quarter cent at $6.77 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its March contract down 5.5 cents at $3.51.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago March loses 2.5 cents at $7.67. Kansas City March is up 4 cents at $8.98. And Minneapolis March advances a nickel at 9:30. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, February 16th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.